Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. As a plan to sell Toledo Bend water to Texas is shut down, Hornbeck Republican lawmaker Rodney Schamberhorn says he'll be filing a bill that would block any future water sale. He says if Louisiana gives Texas water from Toledo Bend, people who paid a premium for property along the lakefront would lose.
If a drought comes and you have a contract that you have to provide water and some way or another, that contract will not let you shut it off for any reason, you could have a mud hole instead of a beautiful lake.
Crawfish season's right around the corner, and LSU Ag Center Crawfish Extension agent Todd Fontenot says early hot boiled crawfish is already available.
We didn't have any real cold weather yet, so nothing to really set back the crawfish from growing. So there are a few producers who are harvesting crawfish as you go further south in our growing regions.
He says the supply will be more plentiful in January and February as long as we don't see long periods of below freezing temperatures. LRN.
Hi, how are you? Like, really? Me and other Louisiana 988 specialists are here to listen and provide emotional support. Just dial 988 and a real person like me will answer. And a majority of the time, we're able to help people feel better right in the moment. It's free, confidential, and we're here 24/7. Call or text 988 anytime.
Hi, I'm Nancy Landry.
No matter what part of our great state you call home, Louisiana's elections are an important part of who we are. In 2026, closed party primaries will change how some of those elections happen, so you'll want to know what to do. Keeping your registration current ensures you'll get the right party-based ballot. Remember, this change only applies to certain offices.
To learn more, visit govote.com or download the GoVote app.
Paid for by the Louisiana Secretary of State's Office.
A Calcasieu Parish school makes history Friday with their first state football championship appearance.
Iowa High School has been around for just over 100 years, and the Yellow Jackets football team finally punched its ticket to a state championship game when they defeated Bell Chase by a touchdown in the semis.
It's been great, man. I'm happy for the community. It's been a long time coming.
That's Iowa coach Tommy Johns. His team will face North DeSoto in the Division II non-select state title game on Friday at noon. The Griffins eliminated the Yellow Jackets in the 2022 and 23 playoffs. Johns knows what it will take to win.
We've got to play keep away. We can't let them catch come on the field all the time. We got to go on some long drives.
I'm Andre Champagne.
If Tulane beats Ole Miss on December 20th, they'll play in the All-State Sugar Bowl on New Year's Day. Sugar Bowl CEO Jeff Hundley says while it would be cool for the Green Wave to play in the Sugar Bowl in the stadium they called home from 1975 to 2013, he's not picking sides.
We always want the best game possible. That's been the slogan that the organization has had for decades now.
LRN.